Come all you gallant Irishmen, wherever that you be, I hope you'll pay attention and listen unto me, till I tell you about a battle that took place the other day between a Rooshan sailor and gallant Morrissey. 'Twas in Terra del Fuego in South America. The Russian challenged Morrissey, and those words to him did say, "I hear you are a fighting man, and wear a belt, I see. Indeed, I wish you would consent to have a round with me." Then up spoke brave Morrissey, with heart both brave and true, "I am a gallant Irishman who never was subdued. For I can wield the Yankee, the Russian bull and bear. In honor of old Paddy's land, I still the laurels wear." Those words enraged the Russian upon the Yankee land, to hear he would be beaten by any Irishman. "I see you are too light and frame, and that without mistake. I'll have you to resign the belt, or else your life I'll take. To fight upon the 10th of March, those heroes did agree, and thousands came from everywhere this battle for to see. The English and the Yankees, their hearts were filled with glee. They swore the Russian sailor would kill brave Morrissey. Our heroes walked into the ring, most gallant to be seen, and Morrissey put on his belt, bound round with shamrock green. The Russian he flowed Morrissey up to the 11th round, with the Yankee, Russian, Saxon cheers the valley did resound. The English offered 4-1 just then upon the grass. No sooner said than taken up, and down there brought a cash. The Russian called his seconds for to have a glass of wine. Our Irish hero smiled and said, "This battle will be mine." The 37th round decided on, the Russian felt the smart, and Morrissey with a terrible blow struck the Russian on the heart. The doctor he was called upon to open up a vein. He said, "It is quite useless, she'll never fight again." Our hero conquered Thompson and the Yankee clipper too. The buffalo boy and shepherd he nobly did subdue. So let us drink a flowing glass, and here is health galore, to noble Johnny Morrissey and Paddy's evermore.